Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Jacques Kallis struck an unbeaten half century to put Kolkata Knight Riders into the Champions League T20 final, finishing the game with a six as they beat Hobart Hurricanes by 7 wickets in the first semi-final. Kallis hit an unbeaten 54 in 40 balls as Kolkata made it 14 wins in a row, reaching their first CL20 final as they passed Hobart's score of 140 for 6 with 5 balls to spare. Manish Pandey also hit 40 in 32 balls, and although Hobart were sharp in the field, they didn't quite have enough runs on the board, and despite a wicket apiece from Xavier Doherty, Doug Bollinger and Ben Lachlan, they will go no further. After the game, Ben Lachlan was reprimanded for showing dissent, and Sunil Narine was reported for a suspected illegal bowling action for the second time in the tournament, meaning he's been suspended from bowling in Saturday's final. Chennai Super Kings then hammered Kings XI Punjab by 65 runs in the second semi-final, setting up a final against Kolkata. A ruthless performance from MS Dhoni's side saw them dismiss Punjab for 117 after posting a score of 182 for 7. Dwayne Bravo top scored with a flamboyant 67, and then wickets were shared around as Kings XI collapsed in the face of mounting pressure. Ireland have made a difficult start to their tour of Australia and New Zealand, losing Andrew White to injury in both matches played so far against Queensland. Already without pace bowlers Max Sorensen and Tim Murtagh, as well as batsman Paul Sterling, Ireland received more bad news when White fractured a finger during their first game against Queensland. Ireland were comprehensively beaten when they were bowled out for 92 in 30.1 overs after Queensland had posted 322 for 6, and they were beaten in their second game earlier today. White will now return home, having been ruled out for the remainder of the tour, and the team will continue with a 15-man squad.